Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
3, 2, 1.
Live from Los Angeles,
it's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
We're my man,
Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
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 Perez Hilton.
Y'all ready?
It's the PHP.
Hi, guys. Welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker. That is Perez. How are you doing?
I'm trying to keep up with my spirit of acceptance, but while you accept things, it's still also important to voice your opinions and doubts and concerns and frustrations. My kids' school has continued to prepare us for the high likelihood that school will not be resuming as normal in the fall. They even mentioned that we may not even be going to campus in the fall, and that's just making me lose my mind. As they're doing it now, I don't know what other schools are doing it, but my kids are barely getting an hour of Zoom instruction a day. How are you going to learn off of that? And then they expect the parents to do all the rest? Like, you cannot learn with 1 hour of Zoom a day. Like, you just can't. And then you might have the families and the kids where you have a two-parent household, and one of the two parents is a stay-at-home mom or dad that can devote all day and hours to just doing this and that and the other. And there's just going to be so many inconsistencies from student to student. Mm-hmm. I just have to reiterate, like, if anybody in a decision-making power is listening, if kids cannot go back to school on campus, I really think, at least for first graders and second graders and third graders even, just cancel the school year. I'm going crazy over it, but that's just lingering. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Oh, well, great. Last show, we were talking about pedophile Tekashi.
That's right.
Maybe most people don't care about... Actually, I have a theory. Because he gets a lot of attention on TMZ. I think he's paying TMZ.
I have a different point of view on him. I think he's visually stimulating, meaning he just has a look about him. He's almost like watching a living cartoon with the hair and the tattoos. He's just visually interesting.
No, I think he's paying them.
Really?
Well, if he's not paying them, he's definitely in bed with them, like purposely giving them a ton of information every day to try to get written about, because they love him. And they wrote about this one story about how he tried to donate $200,000 to this charity called No Kid Hungry. And the charity turned down his donation, saying, as a child-focused campaign, it is our policy to decline funding from donors whose activities do not align with our mission and values. I think that's bullshit. And frankly, it's most likely just because it wasn't a large enough amount.
I don't know. I think it depends on how it comes in. If it comes in under the guise of, hey, look, I haven't been the best human being and I've been to jail and I'm trying to right some wrongs and I want to show people that you can change and I really want this money to maybe go towards a kid that's hungry or like me that felt left out or blah, blah, blah. There's a million different ways to couch it. And then you take the money. So I don't understand, like, the whole saying no. I applaud them for having backbone and saying no, but it all depends on how it was presented. And maybe it just wasn't presented right.
I don't know how it was presented either. He wasn't very happy about it, though, of course. He was upset, blah, blah, blah. I don't even care what he said. Like, I'm personally not a fan of his, though.
Yeah. I'm not invested in him either. I'm just trying to make heads or tails out of why people would care. Like, they're trying to make a star. Because maybe they just know how this movie's going to end. It probably isn't going to end well. He's being hunted by gangs.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to end well for him at all.
Yeah.
But that song, oh my God, that song, while it didn't come in at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 this week, his new song is everywhere on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Young children are loving that song.
Mm-hmm.
I even made a stupid video with it, too.
By the way, I like the Ariana Bieber. I think that's a pretty good song.
Oh, we didn't talk about it?
We did a little bit.
But we didn't give our thoughts on the song. I thought that we did it last week because it came out last week.
I like it. I really do like it. I think it's a pretty solid hit-sounding song.
I don't know if I would call it hit-sounding. It's a good song. I never said it was a bad song.
No. I didn't think that you did. I just never gave my opinion on it, and that's my opinion. It's good. I like Bieber on it. I like his vocals on it. I always like her vocals. So, yeah, I liked it.
Well, an update on that Hannah Brown controversy with the N-word. I would not have done this myself. Well, maybe I would have, depending on who. I don't know. Or not. I gotta respect him for having her back, even if it's not the wisest choice. And even if I would have advised him against it, if I'm his manager. But Tyler Cameron, who dated Hannah Brown on The Bachelorette, came out in her defense. He took to Instagram story to say the following. In these moments, you have the opportunity to bury someone or lift them up. We need to lift HB up from this. She is learning and growing just like every single one of us. Love rids hate. Hate only makes more hate. Let's learn and lift each other up with love.
Thanks a lot, Confucius. He said, bury them both. Enough of both of them.
Oh.
You've had your 15 minutes. Go away.
He's too pretty to go away. He's not going to go away. Women and gays thirst over him too much. And he's now a social media star. He's on Instagram and on TikTok.
No, he's certainly good looking.
I wonder how many followers he has on Insta. Not a ton, but he's got a good amount. He's got 2.3 million. And he looks, well, actually, he looks like, I'm not saying anything. He looks like he could be one of those people that just drinks all the time. Like one of those Floridian dudes, like that's just drunk right. all the time. And like,
right.
if life went a different way, he'd be like high and doing drugs and like, give him a different haircut. Like he's handsome, but there's like, whatever. Anyways, bury him, I say too. No, I'm only kidding. I'm only kidding. I just like that he had her back, even if I don't agree with what she said, definitely. It's nice to know that there's still some loyalty out there.
Sure.
Loyalty is endearing to women. They probably like that he's backing her up. Also, an update on the Gosselin family that have been making headlines this year since a decade ago. John Gosselin reveals that he is currently not talking to six of his multiple children. I think there's like eight of them. He's not talking to six of them. So that's unfortunate, but hopefully they can sort things out sooner than later. You know, we're all trying to figure out how life is going to be moving forward. And some states have already reopened. Some people are back to normal. I'm a little jealous, I gotta admit, of those states. Like Georgia, they're back to normal in Georgia. Freaking Kim Zolciak of the Real Housewives of Atlanta, the first thing she did, you know the first thing she did? She went to go get Botox and lip filler.
Oh, no. Wow.
What's the first thing you're going to do?
I want to go get sushi, but my favorite place is one of those places, it's called Sugarfish, where they just cram everybody in there. So now I'm trying to figure out what that looks like, but I don't know. I think it's sushi for me. That's what I want
to
do.
The first thing I'm going to do, without a doubt, is go to the gym. That's the thing I miss the most. Go to the gym.
That must be awesome to love the gym. I hate the gym. I hate it there.
I've realized now that I really love it because I need it for me because I love to eat. And even when I eat healthy, you know, I still probably eat a good amount of healthy food. So eating too much healthy food is still eating too much. So you've got to be active and exercise. So yeah, I'm going to do that. But in Georgia, Tyler Perry has this ginormous production studio with multiple sound stages, 12 to be exact. It's like one of the largest in North America. It's a former army base, 330 acres. And he has decided, Tyler Perry, that he is going to start back up production on some of his shows in July. And he's going to go to great lengths to do that. The two shows are these BET shows, Sista and The Oval. And in order to assure the safety of everybody, he's going to test everybody and then quarantine them all on the lot. So you're going to have to stay in campus housing for the duration of filming. I mean, if it's a short shoot of 2 or 3 weeks, okay. But if it's like 2 or 3 months, that's a bit extreme, I would say. Like, what about all the people that are on the cast and crew that have families?
That sucks. You'll be Zooming with them.
He did claim that he spoke to everybody on the cast and that they all agreed to this. I don't know. I wouldn't want to necessarily be having to be away from my family for that long. I don't know the length of the shoot. So if it's a short thing, if they can make it all happen real quick, then I'm not mad at it. But if it's longer than a month, but then again, I guess also the kids might be happy that daddy's making money to pay for the mortgage or whatever.
You know, you got to go to work. And I think, look, when people shoot movies and they shoot out of the country, their family is often not with them. They'll go and disappear for 2-3 months at a time. So I don't really think this is a big deal. By God, you've been cooped up in the house with these people for months now. You'll be ready to get away from them for a couple of months. I know I will be.
Seriously, if they did Celebrity Big Brother now, like right now, if they launched that in a week or 2 weeks, it would be a huge hit. And I would say yes to that in a heartbeat. Oh my God.
I'm actually shocked that they haven't done it. Maybe it's just because they'd have problems getting them to wherever. But if they did it in Los Angeles and you just had the celebrities, which are already here, so it's just a car ride for them, and you, like you just said, quarantine them for a couple of weeks on top of the quarantine that they're going to be in, why not? I think people would watch. Big time. They'd have maybe their biggest audience ever.
Well, you don't need to quarantine them before they're already going into the house. You just need to test them. And if they test negative, then they can go inside the house.
It takes 2 weeks to, like, if you got it on the way there, you would test negative for probably 2 weeks before you would test positive.
Oh, really?
Positive.
Oh.
That's why you have to have a quarantine. That's what Tyler Perry's doing. You got to be in there for 2 weeks, show no symptoms, and be past a certain point where you didn't bring it with you. You're cleared, and then you go in with everybody else. But yeah, you couldn't go right onto the show.
All right. Well, if the price is right, I'll do it. But yeah, they'd also have to quarantine some staff from that one as well, because producers have like limited interaction with the housemates, like no face to face interaction, but they, you know, set up all these games and challenges, and they're breathing and sharing the same air and space. But yeah, this world that we're in right now is so crazy and a big headache for a lot of former couples co-parenting. Jenna Dewan is not or was not very happy with something that Channing Tatum was doing. He was not practicing best practices with his social distancing. He threw himself a 40th birthday party at his California ranch and had 5 of his friends there with him. And he's also been hanging out with his on-again, off-again girlfriend, Jessie J., whom apparently is on again with him, even though they've not been quarantining together. So they haven't been quarantining together. He's been hanging out. And then Jenna has a child with Channing Tatum, but she also has an infant at home, a newborn. I would be concerned for that baby, definitely, because babies haven't built up an immune system yet.
Yeah, she has a right to be concerned, for sure.
She made him get tested, which is absolutely fine and within her rights, I would say, actually, I don't even know what my sister is going to do, because eventually her husband, who's been staying home since my niece was born, eventually he's going to have to start working. Like, what do you do? What do you do then with a baby? Like, you have an under 12-month-old at home.
Hopefully this calms down by then.
Our bodies are very resilient. We're here to fight things. It's fighting a million different things every day. This is just going to be something else. This thing, because it's going to be different strains and it's going to veer off. And when it breaks down, when it starts turning into something else, that's when it gets weaker. It'll be fine.
I just hope so, sooner than later. So yeah, she made him get a test, and hopefully this is a big wake-up call for him to be more mindful, especially because you're co-parenting with somebody else. It's not all what you want. In other couples news, Adele and her ex-husband, Simon Konecki, are living across the street from each other, according to a new report, to be the best co-parents possible. Sure is nice to have that Adele money to let you live across the street from Adele.
Right.
The dude works in a nonprofit charity. I doubt he'd be able to afford an Adele-type house on his own.
No.
It's probably her house that she's just letting him stay in, or she just agreed to give it to him in their divorce.
It's probably his. That's just part of the agreement. She's like, I'll buy you another house. I want you to be a part of raising the kid. I mean, maybe, you know, they're just cool.
But then, like, I would have negotiated, like, okay, you pay it and you give it to me paid off in full, and you have to pay all of the expenses every month. Yeah, utilities.
She's got plenty of money. Doesn't matter.
She does. In more couples news, don't ask why, but I watched another episode of Justin Bieber and his wife's new Facebook show.
Mm-hmm.
So bad. So bad. Like, it's not even a show. It's like, it's basically like just watching an Instagram live video, each one. At least with the Selena Gomez cooking show that she's doing for HBO Max, like, hopefully that'll be a proper show. This one that I just watched with Justin and Haley, she was giving him a face mask and talking about acne. Ooh. Wow. Deep.
They're young. They don't have a lot of life experience. What are they supposed to talk about?
Well, they also talked about their relationship and premarital sex, and that he regrets having had sex with her before marriage. Well, he doesn't regret it, but he would do things differently now. Blah, 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 blah. Boring. If anything, he should do a show with TikTok.
Well, he's on dancing all the time too, and see him doing different dances, and both of those two in the kitchen, whatever. I see them.
An update.
Kind of boring.
An update on Mary-Kate Olsen's split from her husband, the French dude. According to People magazine, which makes me inclined to believe it, he was annoyed by her career. He's a banker, as I mentioned last week, and the source says, you can't control a girl who's been on the billionaire track since her 20s. He just wanted more time from her, and apparently that caused a big rift in their relationship. Hmm. But he shouldn't have married her if he wasn't comfortable with her career. She's been doing what she's been doing for many years now. She's been a fashion mogul for a long time. Anyways, after selling out their last four boxes, CosBox just launched their new summer box. They're revealing spoilers of what's going to be in the box on their Instagram at CosBox and on their website. And I'm so excited to find out what's in and get mine. One of the first products they revealed is the PMD Clean. You might have already seen it because it's been all over social media lately, but it's this awesome smart facial cleansing tool that works at over 7,000 vibrations per minute to deeply cleanse your face as well as lift and tone. It normally costs $99, and it's just one of a bunch of great products in the summer CosBox. Check out CosBox and reserve your summer box now. It won't last long. Use the code Perez to get 30% off your first box at CosBox.com/Perez. That's CosBox.com/Perez and use the code Perez to get 30% off your first box. In other news, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, their rumors persist. Multiple outlets continue to report about drama between Kim and Kanye. The latest report from Us Weekly says that Kim needs some space from Kanye's super controlling behavior during quarantine. I'm inclined to believe that age-old saying, where there's smoke, there's fire. Because I don't think that this is a story they would be leaking to the media. Do you?
I don't know. I just, if they're under quarantine, where is the story coming from? It's coming from them. It has to be. Unless people are just speculating. And this is just a lot of speculation that keeps turning into stories because they got to write something. And Kanye's annoying on top of everything. So everyone, you know, you could see it. I kind of think they're just going to stay together. I think that they're in it for the business reasons. And they've got kids and it works for them.
Well, I wish her well. Dealing with him, not a good thing.
I was watching him talk about how they don't have a hot tub.
Wait, they don't?
They don't have a hot tub.
They don't? Why?
They have a pool. But that was Kanye. Like, he turned to the camera, he goes, they don't have a hot tub? It's like, you couldn't believe it. They just don't. For whatever reason, he doesn't have a hot tub. But the way Kanye says it is really fucking funny. He sort of gets it and he was in on the joke, but it was pretty good. You got to look that up. It's fun.
That is wild. Also, mm-hmm. The rumors persist about Ellen DeGeneres and her being a meanie on the set of her show and with people. Somebody said that this is like a conspiracy theory, that it's just an attempt to get her fired because they want to replace her. But I don't know. I've heard these rumors about Ellen DeGeneres for a very long time. You must have heard stories. Have you heard any Ellen DeGeneres stories?
I don't know anyone that works on that show, but I could probably, I know who to ask. But I don't know. I think she's probably just as tough as anybody that's a boss. And they always say, well, if it was a man, they would. Yeah, they do. Steve, whatever the fuck is nuts, is Harvey. I mean, he's a pain in the ass and people report about it all of the time. I don't know. Look, if you treat people badly, it's going to get back to other people. If you treat them good, it's also going to get back to people. So I don't know. Maybe she's tougher than other bosses, but it's her. She's created an empire. However she does it is how she does it. I don't know if any of it's true or substantiated, but you know, there's a lot of people that are a pain in the ass in the world to work with, and they're inept at their jobs, and sometimes their managers have to yell at them. Maybe that's just the case.
I'm not a yeller.
No, you're just a I'm right guy and I want to do this and that's it.
But I'm not a yeller.
No, you're definitely not a yeller. I don't
professionally
think.
No, I'm not. Anyways, Ariana Grande, this made me very happy. She's got the number one song in America. That I don't really care about, but good for her. But it made me happy to see her doing interviews again. And she acknowledged that she stopped doing interviews for a while. She sat down with Zayn Lowe to chat, and she said, I stopped doing interviews for a really long time because I felt like whenever I would get into a position where somebody would try to say something for clickbait or twist my words or blah, 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 I would defend myself. And then people would be like, oh, she's a diva. And I was like, this doesn't make any sense. If I have an opinion artistically, or if I am directing something, or if I have blah, 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 whatever. She's giving interviews again. And she also denied being a diva. She says, you know, the word diva gets thrown around when someone is successful in all the wrong connotations. It gets completely misconstrued. But she is a diva in all senses of the word. She only allows herself to be photographed and videoed from one side of her face.
Well, you know what I noticed? And I said this to my girlfriend the other day. I said, does she sit around in quarantine with full makeup on every day? Because she's got the cat eyes on every day in every one of her postings still. Is she quarantining with a makeup artist that they do her up first thing every morning? I don't know. Most of the girls that I know now, their fake eyelashes are gone. Their hair is growing out.
Well, she's an influencer also. If you look at the Kardashian Jenners, they are fully made up every day.
Are they?
Yeah. Although I think they can do it themselves because, you know, they're in the makeup business.
Yeah.
I just saw an Instagram photo of Kim and had on the heaviest, like, drag makeup. She was, like, fully done. Oh, and by the way, I randomly was checking just because I'm curious. Remember back last year where I was doing that whole campaign to have everybody unfollow Kim so that Kylie could surpass her on Instagram?
Yes, yes.
Well, she eventually surpassed her. And then for a long time, they were tied or close. It's not even close anymore. Now, Kylie Jenner has like 7 more million followers than Kim Kardashian on Instagram.
Wow.
And Kim's not even on TikTok. Kylie is. Mm-hmm. So if she were to ever join TikTok, there's no way she'd pass Kylie on there. Hmm. Anyways, more music news from Ariana Grande to Rihanna. She just came out with a new item of fashion that she is hawking and selling. Sunglasses, a new line, a new collection. And a lot of fans were very upset and disappointed that she's not releasing a new album anytime soon, even though she had previously said it was going to be coming out last year. So she trolled mm-hmm. her fans and said that she lost her new album. In January of this year, it'll be 5 years since she released her last album, Anti, which in the pop world, 5 years between an album is very long. And it mm-hmm. was several years before her last album, too. Rihanna really spoiled us in the first decade of her career because she was releasing an album every single year.
Seems like her brand is more important to her now, and makeup and being a mogul and the money. And touring's a lot of hard work, and she did it all. And that's a young man's game. And she's no spring chicken anymore. She's not one of those kids anymore. She's not Ariana.
Well, she
Ariana's starting to get long in the tooth for pop star standards. You know what I mean?
Well, her whole fashion brand has made her worth $1 billion. So not bad. I think she's richer than Beyonce.
Wow.
Yeah. She did that real well. Also, speaking of Rihanna, she's still got this ongoing lawsuit against her father for trademark infringement and blah, blah, blah. But the lawsuit has been put on hold because of the Rona. Onto some reality TV news. Joe Giudice, formerly of The Real Housewives of New Jersey, has got his first post-prison job lined up. He's going to be doing a celebrity boxing match this October.
Wow.
Does anybody care to actually pay to watch him box somebody?
I can't imagine. I just can't. But how that's a thing, I just don't know.
Yeah. If I was him, well, I wonder. No, I wonder from New York. I was going to say, if I was him, I'd probably move to Mexico and not be in Italy, because I think Mexico is a shorter flight than Italy for his family?
Of course.
Yeah. And maybe he could have more opportunity in Mexico. But he's got family in Italy, so I guess it makes sense that he's there.
Trying to think of who I'd like to see you box, by the way.
Who would you like
which, to? Like what online troll would I like to see you box? I'd like to see a woman beat your ass. I wonder what woman. I'd like to see you fight Demi Lovato. Isn't she like a boxer? She would whoop your ass.
I would not feel comfortable boxing Demi Lovato.
Why? Because she'd whoop your ass?
I don't think a guy should box a woman.
That's sexist.
Well, I mean, if the price is right, I'll do it. I'll do
hey,
it.
Demi, fight Perez. Come on. It would be great.
I'll beat the shit out of her.
Bullshit. She would kick your ass.
No way.
I would bet my fucking house on it. She would beat your ass.
No way.
Now I want this to happen. Demi, please fight Perez.
I want it to be like MMA rules. I want to get real savage and destroy her to a pulp.
Please, you would fall over after 3 seconds. She'd hit you in the stomach. You'd be out of breath. Fight over.
No way. What are the MMA rules? Can you kick them in the coochie?
I don't know. I don't know how that works. I don't know. I don't follow MMA too much.
Can you punch in a traditional boxing match? Can you punch somebody in their junk?
Under the belt. No, you wouldn't do that. No.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll just give her a lot of blows to the head.
I mean, I'm trying to think. You have no upper body strength whatsoever. She would kick your ass.
All right. Well,
I think she would.
Let's make it happen.
Oh, man. Debbie, this is your chance. We don't even have to publicize it.
No way. I need to make money off this. People would love to see that. Let's do it, Demi. You could donate your share to charity, and I will keep my share.
Fuck charity. God, that'd be a great fight.
I'm into it.
You've got reach on her all day long, but she's a little pugilist. She's a little fighter. She's quick and she's small and compact. She'd probably punch hard.
I can transform my body. If I agreed to do this, I would get ready for it. I would learn. I would be the best at it.
Right. It would be hard because you've got her in reach all day long, and she'd be punching up for you because she's a tiny little thing. I don't know. I'm still putting my money on Debbie. I'd say she kicks your ass.
Yeah, but people would love to see that. I'm all about it now. Let's make it happen. All right. Finally, according to Tara Reid's manager, this already sounds suspect. She is in talks to star as Carol Baskin in the Tiger King movie.
That's good casting. I could see that.
Nicolas Cage and Tara Reid? I was thinking more like Margot Robbie and make her look ugly. But not that Carol Baskin's ugly. Like, you know.
No, I don't know. It's just the whole white trashy Florida thing. Tara Reid already had that look. You know, that smoky voice and, you know what I mean? Like parties too much and her eyes are sort of sunken a little bit. I could totally see that.
Well,
totally.
Good luck to her if she can make it happen. All right, let's take some calls.
I am Rashid. Hello? Hello?
They got to be TikTok people because they're so dumb they don't know how to use a phone. They're so young they've never talked on a phone before. Morons.
Thank you for calling.
Hello, this is Jessica R. calling from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I was just calling regarding the Facebook discussion and Justin Bieber's show being on Facebook. I'm 24, and I am on Facebook. When I grew up in middle school, Facebook was the thing. Twitter didn't exist. Instagram didn't exist. So I was on Facebook all the time. So growing up, Facebook just became more popular because when you went to college, that's how you met people who were going to be in your freshman class and your roommates and all that kind of stuff. So I think for 20-somethings, Facebook is still a thing. Mm-hmm. So Justin Bieber is being smart in that sense. Maybe for teenagers, Facebook is not as popular, but definitely 20-somethings are on Facebook. Also, is it just me, or does anyone else get anxiety that Booker is going to cut them off? That's it. I love the show. Thanks, bye.
She was lovely. Thank you for calling. See, not everybody is as succinct as you. You made a good point, and you moved on. So you're a good caller. I wouldn't cut you off. It's the people that don't know how to talk into a phone, like the previous caller, who's a fucking moron.
Now.
That person was dumb. Come on.
I don't like the TikTok troll, but...
Hi, it's Haley from Boston and Tampa, and I'm going to be less of an asshole this time. Been really enjoying the shows this week. Proud of you, Perez, for getting back on track. I know how hard that can be, and you just seem to be like in a really positive place this past week, and I just think it's awesome. I just wanted to remind you of how good you're feeling right now. But really, I'm just calling about the proposition that Kim and Kanye are likely possibly to get divorced at the end of the COVID thing. I don't agree. I don't see that. For me, I really believe that Kim and Kanye are both like in it for the long haul. And it's not because I think that they have such a romantic connection, but they kind of remind me of Jay-Z and Beyonce in the sense that their union is just as much about business mm-hmm. as it is about romance. I think they're both the type that know and see that they're more powerful together and that like their family, like they're building this little mini empire. And I don't see them separating. I really don't. I don't see that happening ever, which is weird to say because I usually like am never surprised when celebrities get divorced. But for them, I would be really, really surprised. So that's just my two cents. Yeah. All right, thanks.
You said that.
But she said it better. And I agree. It has to do with the brand. And they are more powerful together. Those two together are something. Him by himself, she's always going to be a brand by herself, I guess, because of fashion and how she came up. She's almost like the original social media influencer. She's like number one. Like, you're the king of gossip. You always will be. Another call.
Hey, Perez and Booker. It's Mallory calling from Canada again. I'm the girl who called a few weeks ago who had way too much to say and way too many questions. I'm just happy that Booker didn't cut me off, though. So you guys, the most recent podcast, you guys mentioned shows you have to watch, and I really want to mention Schitt's Creek. It's a Canadian show, but it's on Netflix. It's absolutely amazing. You guys have to check it out. And other than that, I want to know Perez's opinion, or both your opinions, on why you think Chloe got involved in the most recent lawsuit about the paternity test with Tristan. Okay, keep up the great work. Love you guys. Bye.
I love Schitt's Creek. I've talked about that on this show many times, haven't I?
I think so. Why did Chloe get involved? Good question. I think Chloe and Tristan are still together or back together.
Hmm. I finished Hollywood too, by the way. I really didn't like the final episode. They tied it up a little too well for me. But what an extraordinary show. It's so good. You would love it. I just wish you would watch that. Instead of wasting time on TikTok, would go online and say, hey, everybody, thoughts on Hollywood, and start an engagement that way. Because people, I think, would love your insight on this type of show, especially with the topic matter being gay and Hollywood and the narrative that they chose. I think you'd be great in that conversation, but, you know, go make another dumb dancing video.
I did not post a single dance video today. I am variety. Queen of variety.
What a tragic loss to the art world. One more call.
Hi, Perez and Booker. This is Tina from New Mexico, and I was just going to let you know that I am addicted to the hot cinnamon sunset tea also, and I bought it when they were on your show for you guys.
Oh, yeah. The Harney tea. You said you'd bought it with your own money, and I was thinking about it when you said it. I was like, no, you didn't. It was a client of ours on this show, and
no,
I was thinking.
I know, but then it ended, and I bought more.
No, no. You just said they weren't a sponsor, though, but they were.
No, they were. No, I did say that.
I edited the show, I'm telling you, because when I was listening to it back, you said,
well, they were a sponsor, but then I bought more because I liked it so much.
There you go. There you go.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, let's finish this. But yeah, that tea is great.
All right.
And also, I was calling about that kid who wrote that letter for his mother, for his stepmother or whatever she is. And I was just wanting to let you guys know that what happened is that his mother had sent him away to that school, and he was unlocked.
Talking about Kate Gosselin, right?
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
what
yeah.
She's talking about.
Way to that school, and he was unlocked at that school for a few years. The only way he got out was because he sent a message to his dad on Christmas vacation, written in Crayola on a coloring book for a friend of his, and they got that message to his dad, and that's the only way his dad found out where he was and finally got him out of there. But she had him hiding away because he wouldn't abide by whatever she wanted to do. So I was just calling to let you guys know about that. But thanks for listening, and I love you guys' show. Bye. I
love your voice.
Oh, thank nice you. Voice. Appreciate you. You're amazing.
That sounds like a really scandalous story.
You know, they're a family that we have been paying attention to for a while.
Yeah. Want to wrap it up?
Yeah. Thank you guys for listening, and share our show with your friends. Let's keep this growing. If you want to call, our number is 800-721-1185. And everybody, you can just tell them you can listen to our show at PerezPodcast.com.
Now on Spotify, too.
Yes. All right.
All right, guys. We'll do this next week.
All right.
Hey, I'm Autumn Calabrese, and I have a question for you. How do you do life? I might be a superstar trainer, but I'm also a boy mom, sister, daughter, friend, and entrepreneur. You might think my life is all working out and cooking healthy, delicious recipes, but trust me, there is so much more to it, and this is it. This is all of those real moments you talk about with your family and friends. Ever wonder what else life has to offer? Bring your curious appetite and let's do life together. Subscribe now at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and PodcastOne.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.